Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 62 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 1st is describe an activity which sparks your enthusiasm. Is it something you do for a living or a hobby on a daily basis? If no, how can you create more time in your schedule to concentrate on this interest? If yes, how does your enthusiasm help get you through tough moments, and how do you share your enthusiasm with others? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of pursuing your dreams. John Wooden, the legendary college basketball coach at UCLA, whose pyramid of success I have often studied, purposely placed two special characteristics at the foundational corners of his pyramid: industriousness, which is another word for hard work, and enthusiasm. Wooden said that both are powerful on their own, but when they are combined together, they become almost unstoppable. Let's look at that for a minute. Can you be enthusiastic without working hard? Sure. We've probably all seen or even done it ourselves. We get excited about something. We think about it, dream about it, talk about it. But then when it comes time to actually do the work involved, our enthusiasm fades away. And we've probably also experienced the reverse as well. We work hard at something, maybe because we want to make money, maybe because our friends are doing it, maybe because we don't want to get in trouble. But eventually, those external motivations aren't enough to push us through when the going gets tough. And if we look at these two characteristics through our lens of 1% leadership and the structure of our fundamentals of success, enthusiasm would be the inside fundamental, the mindset, the desire that comes from within us. And industriousness, or hard work, would be the outside fundamental, the action we take. So our objective is to find activities in our own lives in which we match the two together, hard work with enthusiasm. But here's the tricky thing. Sometimes we get caught with the grass is greener on the other side of the fence mentality. We get enthusiastic about the fun parts of another activity or the glamour that comes along with it. So we have to make sure the work that goes along with it is something we will enjoy. Sure, we will all have rough days, and our enthusiasm can help get us through that. But we do need to enjoy the work on some level. And the other trap we get caught in is thinking the work will all be worth it once we get to a certain destination. But what we find is the external rewards that come with reaching our destination are fragile and fleeting. Remember that writing our own story is not just for self-expression, it's for self-donation. And so doing work with enthusiasm can most definitely help us. But it can also rub off on others and help inspire them to find what they are enthusiastic about. Most of us can probably think of an example of a teacher we had who taught a subject we didn't necessarily love. But their enthusiasm for the subject matter may have helped us like that subject just a little bit better, or at least gain an appreciation for it. One summer on family vacation, our kids wanted to ride go-karts, and one of the teenage boys working at the track definitely had enthusiasm. He worked his job like he was working at the Indianapolis 500. And while his enthusiasm didn't make me want to get a job working at the go-kart track, or become a professional go-kart driver, it definitely made our time there more enjoyable. His enthusiasm helped us enjoy our journey a little bit more. So how about you? What is an activity that sparks your enthusiasm? If you don't currently spend much time on that activity, how can you work to fit it more into your daily schedule? If you do spend a lot of time on that activity, how does your enthusiasm help get you through tough times? How can you share your enthusiasm with others? So remember to make sure when you find an activity that you're enthusiastic about, make sure you find the work enjoyable on some level. Let your enthusiasm fuel you through tough times, because there are many internal rewards to gain from those tough times. And let your enthusiasm be a gift to others, to either let them enjoy their time with you more or help them find something they are enthusiastic about. It may take us a while to find what we are enthusiastic about, or the exact format in which we can express our enthusiasm, but we need to stick with it, because the pursuit of our dreams can help us create a better version of ourselves each and every day. Do you need direction and guidance as you harness the power of journaling to write your own story? Go to www.johnbarthbooks.com, that's JONBARTHbooks.com, and pick up a copy of the 1% Journal, or sign up to get started with our Write Your Own Story Journal Challenge. Remember, the best way to make a difference in the lives of your students and athletes is to make 1% improvements and give them a better version of you every day.